This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two things on the way to setting up this next story. Thing number one, electricity is a commodity. Might not seem like it, but it is. It gets traded like almost anything else. Number two, we out here in California do not have a great history managing the electricity we do have. See also rolling blackouts. We had them 20 years ago, made national headlines. We had them last year as well. But this past time, last year, California came up with a solution that is not sitting well with our neighbors out here. From KQED in San Francisco, Lily Jamali has more on that.
Many factors are responsible for casting almost a million Californians into darkness over two evenings last August. A heat wave, climate change, and poor planning. Governor Gavin Newsom made it known he wasn't happy about it.
And let me just make this crystal clear. We failed to predict and plan these shortages, and that's simply unacceptable.
What wasn't clear until much later was that California was exporting power, as in sending it to neighboring states in the middle of that heat wave. That was chalked up to a software problem that's since been fixed, according to California's independent system operator, which runs most of the state's power grid. But it went further. Elliot Mainzer is the CEO, whose main job is to make sure California doesn't have rolling blackouts again this year.
I think that we got to a good place for the summer.
California is the biggest importer of power in the U.S., but it also lets other states borrow its grid to transport power among them. Under pressure, Mainzer approached FERC, that's the federal energy regulator, and asked if California could hold on to power destined for another state in a pinch. And a few weeks ago, FERC said yes.
We haven't had to curtail yet any firm load. We have been able to allow those utilities to meet their highest priority exports while meeting the needs of the state of California.
Translation, California hasn't rerouted any power destined for other states yet. But utility regulators in other states, including Arizona, are outraged.
Last summer, we had more than 45 days that were incredibly hot, over, I think it was 105 degrees. So we are expecting incredible temperatures this summer and next summer. So in Arizona, that's a life and death situation.
That's Leah Marquez-Peterson, chairwoman of the Arizona Corporation Commission. She thinks the change allows California to hijack power that Arizona has bought ahead of time and was counting on.
Arizonans wanted assurances that we wouldn't have rolling blackouts like California. So we've pre-purchased this power, yet in essence, California is taking it hostage as it's crossing the borders on their transmission lines. And that's not acceptable.
And while California has yet to withhold power traveling by way of its grid, Arizona's utilities are already rethinking how to manage when they do.
Every hour of the year matters. And that is especially true in tight, extreme conditions.
Justin Joyner is the vice president of resource management at the utility Arizona Public Service.
If that power is not dependable and allows another party to curtail it for its own needs, then from a planning perspective, I have to completely remove that from the equation.
Joyner says that means looking to other states besides California that might be able to share in the short term and in the long term, possibly building more power plants on its home turf. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.